الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا بما أنزل الله قالوا نؤمن بما أنزل علينا ويكفرون بما وراءه وهو الحق مصدقا لما معهم قل فلما تقتلون أنبياء الله من قبل إن كنتم مؤمنين صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, just to recap very quickly what we had been discussing in the previous few lessons, previous few verses of the Quran, we had spoken about the enmity and animosity of the Jews and the hatred for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that they rejected the Nubu of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran. And here in the current verse we see the same, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ, when it was said to the Jews that bring iman in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. In other words, bring iman in the Quran. قَالُوا نُؤْمِنُوا بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا. They, the Jews, the Israelites, the Banu Israel, they said, we bring iman in the book that was revealed to us. In other words, we bring iman in the Torah. So when it was said to them, bring iman in the Qur'an, they said, we bring iman in the Torah. Qur'an explains the condition by saying, وَيَكْفُرُونَ بِمَا وَرَاءَ. And these Jews, they disbelieve, they reject, and they deny in those books that come after the Torah. They deny in whatever is beyond this Torah. So they deny and they disbelieve in the Injil and in the Qur'an. Here in this verse we see that the Jews flatly refused to accept in any other book that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala other than the Torah. The Qur'an was not revealed to them. That is why they refused to believe in the Qur'an. And they believed in the Torah because the Torah was revealed to them. So this indicates to us, it shows us, it tells us that, it shows us of the envy and the malice and the jealousy that they had in their hearts and in their bosoms for the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and especially for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that they refused to accept in his Nubuwa and in the Quran that was revealed to them. Quran now refutes this argument of theirs from two angles, from two ways. And the first is Allah says, وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَهُمْ. Tell me, you say that you believe in the Torah, but if you look at this Qur'an, in actual fact, it is the truth, and it confirms the same message of the Torah. It confirms the book that is in your possession, that is the Torah. So, disbelief and denial in one book is in actual fact a denial in the other book. If you deny in the Qur'an, it means you are denying in the message of the Torah, because the Qur'an confirms the same message. The message of the Qur'an and the Torah is the same. So Allah says, وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَهُمْ. This Qur'an is the truth, and it confirms the Torah, the book that is in their possession. So this is how Allah refutes them in one way. And how does Allah, the Qur'an, refutes them in the second way? Qur'an says, قُلْ فَلِمَ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنْبِيَاءَ اللَّهِ. If you say you bring iman in Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and in the Torah, then why do you kill the other anbiya of Allah? All, remember, killing the other anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, this tantamounts to kufr according to all books, according to all the divine books. Even the Torah explicitly mentions the same. The Yahud, not only did they kill other anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, but rather they made the killers, they made them their chiefs and their leaders. So is this belief in the Torah or is this disbelief in the Kitab? So Allah says, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why do you kill the other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in kuntum mu'mineen, if you claim that you are sincere believers in the Torah itself? And now in the following verse, Allah here proceeds to refute the Yahud, the Jews, on several other accounts. Allah says, okay, so if you are sincere believers in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and in the Torah, then listen, Musa had also come to you. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Musa had also brought to you the clear signs. ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. And then you began to worship the calf after that. وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. And you were wrongdoers. Here in this verse, what is the meaning of clear signs? Clear signs refer to those miracles that were performed by Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam prior to the revelation of the Torah and prior to his own prophethood. For example, we know the staff turned into a serpent, the palm of his right hand shone brightly, and the splitting of the seas, etc. There were many other miracles that were performed. But here these miracles were in fact to affirm the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the risalah, the prophethood of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, even before his prophethood. But when these miracles were brought to Bani Israel, and when the Torah was brought to Bani Israel, what did they do? They rejected the Torah, and they even went on to the extent of even making shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلِ. You began to worship the calf. So is this not shirk? So Allah here is asking a question, is this, do you consider this as a belief now in the Torah, or is this denial and disbelief in the Kitab? Allah says, وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. Here we see the address is in actual fact an address given to the Yahud in the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those who were the contemporaries of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Of course, they did not worship any calf. But they also will be made to bear the guilt of such a crime because they were happy with the misdeed of their forefathers. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this part of the verse Allah says, وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. And you Yahud in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were also wrongdoers because you were happy with that misdeed of your committed by your forefathers. Inshallah, we proceed with the next verse tomorrow, inshallah.